Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you are joining us for a lesson about Hualien from a hot air balloon. We're going to be joining our friend Nathaniel as he shares his experiences in Hualien. Now, Hualien is known for many things. It's a city on the east coast of Taiwan. Carolyn, what's something that Hualien is known for?
Well, as soon as I think of Hualien, I think of Taroko Gorge, mm-hmm. which is a beautiful marble gorge with rivers running through it and beautiful trees and cliffs and great hiking trails. And it's just a really wonderful place to go.
I think so, too. Have you been hiking through the gorge before?
I have been there many, many times, and I try to explore new trails when I go.
That's a great idea. The gorge is very famous. Of course, Hualien is known for some other things as well. There's an Aboriginal tribe there, the Taroko tribe, right near the Taroko Gorge. And of course, many delicious foods come from Hualien, like muaji and many different kinds of seafood. But is Hualien known for their hot air balloons? Not really. Let's get started in our lesson for today, Hualien from a hot air balloon.
Hualien from a hot air balloon. You've never seen Hualien this way before. I'd always wanted to visit Hualien. The city is one of Taiwan's most pleasant, known for spectacular Taroko Gorge. But on this trip, my friends and I had another mission. We traveled there to participate in the county's first hot air balloon event. In a flat, open field, two colorful balloons lay in a bundle under white cloth. All visitors watched a platform where a red flag was standing. A barrier between us and the sky, red meant the weather would not allow flight.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Ilia Formosa, beautiful island. Taiwan is a beautiful place. Can you imagine seeing it from the skies? In today's article, we'll join teacher Nathaniel as he recounts his adventures above in a hot air balloon. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Participate. Participate is a verb. People came from all over to participate in the art festival. Breathe. Breathe is a verb. The factory breathes smoke into the air. Gradually. Gradually is an adverb. Adam's Japanese gradually improved during the 5 years he spent in Japan. Proceed. Proceed is a verb. Rocks often fall into the road ahead, so be careful as you proceed. Your more information word is burner. Off we go.
Well, we're going to continue learning about Nathaniel's experiences, but let's go back to the beginning of our lesson. Nathaniel wrote, "You've never seen Hualien this way before." Maybe you've visited Hualien before, and you've experienced different things there, but you've never seen it from a hot air balloon. Right, Carolyn?
That's right. This is something that is very special, and we will be learning more about that experience in our article. Now, Nathaniel writes, "I'd always wanted to visit Hualien." And he'd always wanted to do something. So let's look at this phrase, to always want to do something. It means that for a very long time, you've thought about doing something. It's something that you really want to do, but you just haven't had time or made plans to do it.
That's true. I have wanted to visit many countries in my life. I've always wanted to visit Bali, Indonesia. Carolyn, have you been to Bali before?
Actually, I have, Gabe. I have been to Bali, Indonesia. I went there a couple of years ago, and it was a really wonderful experience getting to sit out on the beach and just enjoy the sunset.
Oh, I love hearing people's stories about Bali. I've always wanted to go there. What have you always wanted to do, Carolyn?
Well, I've always wanted to go scuba diving. I know it takes a lot of work and training and preparation, but it's something that I think would be a lot of fun, and I've always wanted to try.
All right, well, what have you always wanted to do? Talk about that today. Nathaniel says he'd always wanted to visit Hualien. The city is one of Taiwan's most pleasant, known for spectacular Taroko Gorge. Of course, we were sharing about Taroko Gorge earlier. It's one of the first things that comes to people's mind when they think about Hualien. It is spectacular, or an amazing sight.
It certainly is, and I do enjoy going there. But on this trip, my friends and I had another mission. So our writer, Nathaniel, was not going to Hualien to visit Taroko Gorge.
Mm-mm.
He and his friends had another mission. A mission, Gabe?
That's right. Well, they had another purpose. They had something else they needed to do that they wanted to get done. So they were not going to visit Taroko Gorge. Maybe Nathaniel will find some other time to visit Taroko Gorge. But what was their mission?
Well, we see, we traveled there to participate in the county's first hot air balloon event. And as we mentioned before, you've never seen Hualien this way before because this is the first time that the county has had a hot air balloon event. Now, at the beginning of the sentence, we saw a word from our word bank, the word participate. Now, Gabe, what does it mean if you participate in something?
That means you join an event. You want to take part in that event. You're not just standing on the side watching. You're actually doing the event with other people. Now, what kinds of things have you participated in? Often you'll see these words together, to participate in something. What kinds of things do you participate in, Carolyn?
Well, I participate in a lot of different activities at my church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the choir, so I sing in the English choir, but I also help with the children's choir and lead a small group for young adults. So there are many different things that I participate in.
That's right. So you can use this word to talk about things that you join. You're taking part in something. So this is what Nathaniel is doing in this county's first hot air balloon event. And he continues, in a flat, open field, two colorful balloons lay in a bundle under white cloth. So he's setting the stage here. This is the beginning of this story. You don't see the hot air balloons standing straight up at first. They're just in a bundle.
That's right. They're in a bundle and they're even covered up because they are under white cloth. He continues to write, all visitors watched a platform where a red flag was standing. So there is a red flag on this platform and everyone is watching this flag. Why are they watching the flag, Gabe?
Well, everyone wants to know if you can fly in a hot air balloon that day or not. They're watching this flag, okay? We continue learning about this. A barrier between us and the sky, red, meant the weather would not allow flight. Okay, so people saw a red flag, and that red flag was between them and the sky. And if it's red, that means that you're not going to fly in a hot air balloon that day.
That's right. As many of us know, red means stop. So you can't continue forward. You have to wait until the flag changes color.
That's right. Now let's look at that word barrier. At the beginning of this sentence, it was a barrier between us and the sky. This is kind of a negative word that Nathaniel is using because, of course, you want to fly in the hot air balloon, but the red flag is stopping you. It's blocking you. That's what a barrier is. It blocks you from doing or enjoying something.
That's right. Well, we do not have a barrier today between us and Michelle, so let's go over to the language lab and see what she has for us today.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看的是 mission 这个名词。 Mission 在这里是指使命或重要的任务。例如 ,The ambassador has to accomplish a difficult mission in secret. 这位大使必须秘密地完成一项艰难的任务。或者是 ,Howard's team was sent on a rescue mission last night. Howard 的团队昨天晚上被派去执行救援任务。Mission 也指使命或天职。例如 ,Rick considers teaching to be his mission in life.Rick 视教书为他一生的使命。接下来我们看的是 participate 这个动词。PARTI 这个字根有一部分的意思，所以 participate 是指参与或参加。因为它是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加上介系词 and 再加上所参与的事物。例如 ,half of the factory's workers participated in the strike. 这个工厂一半的员工都参与了罢工。它的名词是 participation, P-A-R-T-I-C-I-P-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 ,we would like to see more participation from the fathers in these kinds of activities. 我们希望看见这一类的活动有更多父亲的参与。
Today is the first day of our travel article, Hualien from a Hot Air Balloon. So far, our author Nathaniel has told us about his trip with a few of his friends to Hualien, but they didn't go there for the famous, spectacular Taroko Gorge. They went for the county's first hot air balloon event. They went to participate in this great event, and we have much more to learn about it in the next part of our article. Let's get started.
Hualien from a hot air balloon. Still, the balloons were laid out next to their baskets. Fans were first used to fill the balloons until they looked like huge sofas. After that, burners on the baskets breathed fire to fill up the balloons with hot air. As they took shape, the balloons rose gradually to a standing position. Feeling no wind, we hoped that the red flag would soon be changed to a green one.Instead, a yellow flag was raised. Proceed with care.
All right, well, that's a good sign. Yellow is better than red. Well, let's go back to the beginning of this section. Nathaniel was talking about this barrier between the people and the sky, this red flag that meant that maybe you couldn't fly in a hot air balloon that day. But he continues, still, the balloons were laid out next to their baskets. Still, that means people were still planning or hoping to fly in a hot air balloon.
That's right. They were definitely hoping, and the balloons were laid out next to their baskets. Now, the use of this word laid or lay or lie can be very confusing, and I think Steve and Ken have something that they would like to tell us about in the information cloud.
Hello, friends.If you're feeling tired, and we hope you're not, maybe you should go lay down, or is it lie down?
Good question, Ken. A lot of people get lie and lay confused. We need to remember the verb lay is an action. It describes the action of putting something somewhere. The verb lie, spelled L-I-E, describes being in a flat,horizontal position of rest.
Okay, here's an example. If you have a book in your hand, you can lay it down, and then you can say it's lying on the table.
Another way to remember the difference is that lay always needs a direct object. You lay something down, but you lie down.
Also remember that the present tense is lay, but the past tense is laid, L-A-I-D. So I might say, last night after I finished reading, I laid the book on the table. Laid, L-A-I-D.
So Ken, you didn't put the book down, you just left it lying around?
Yes, I left it lying around. If something is lying around, it's just sitting there and not put away.A messy room would have many things lying around.
And a person can be lying around too. If I'm staying at home and doing nothing important, I'm just lying around. I think that just might be my plan this weekend.
Not a bad idea. Lay 跟 lie 要分清楚。Lie 是平躺着、平放的意思，它是不及物动词，强调处于休息的位置。所以片语 lying around 有着闲置着、放着没有被使用的意思。人也可以 lie around， 周末不用上班，可以待在家里 lie around， 悠闲的躺在沙发上看电视。而 lay L-A-Y 表示放在某个面上，那这个是个及物动词，必须要有受词，所以我们一定是 lay 一样东西在一个地方，而 lay 的过去式是 laid L-A-I-D。因此当你 lay a book on the table， 把一本书放置在桌上，那本书就是 lying on the table， 平躺在桌上。今天的课文讲到这些热气球是 laid out next to their baskets， 被摆出来放在篮子旁边。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, we continue.Fans were first used to fill the balloons until they looked like huge sofas. Okay, so these balloons are laid out next to their baskets. Now they're using something. They're using big or giant fans to fill these balloons up with air.
Which made them look like huge sofas. So they aren't big, smooth balloons yet. They're kind of lumpy and still laying on the ground. Mm-hmm. We read, after that...Burners on the baskets breathed fire to fill up the balloons with hot air. So after they were filled with just regular air from the fans, burners on the baskets breathed fire to fill the balloons with hot air. Gabe, this is a great, very descriptive and expressive sentence.
Well, there's a word at the beginning of the sentence, burner. A hot air balloon needs a gas burner, and of course the gas will produce fire, and that will make the hot air balloon rise, okay? So that's a gas burner. Now, on the baskets, and they breathed fire. This is a very nice word to use for breathing fire, or to make fire come out. It breathes fire.It's one of our keywords from our word bank. Usually we use it to talk about how we or animals will breathe in and out. But Carolyn, how is Nathaniel using it here?
That's right. Usually when I think of this word, I think of taking air into the body and then letting air out of the body. But here it's talking about the burners, these gas burners, breathing fire.So, fire is being released from the burner into the hot air balloon, but it's not burning the balloon. Mm-hmm. It is helping to fill the balloon with hot air that will let it rise up.
That's right. Okay, so heat rises, of course, and you need hot air to make a hot air balloon rise. Well, we continue. As they took shape, the balloons rose gradually to a standing position.So we're talking about the balloons taking shape here. That means they're coming into their final shape, the shape that we all recognize when we think about hot air balloons.
That's right. And this was done gradually. So let's look at that word from our word bank. The word gradually just means to do something very slowly, a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm.And here the balloons filled up with air gradually, so it wasn't right away the balloons were suddenly in the air. You had to wait a little bit of time for the balloons to fill up.
That's true. I've been to Taidong before to watch the hot air balloons, and they gradually fill up with air. So not at one time, but over time, they gradually do this. You could also use this word in another way. His English improved gradually,to the point where he could give a very good speech in English.
And it does take time to learn a new language, so I hope that your English is gradually improving, that it is getting better a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. Don't be discouraged or upset if it takes a while for you to learn English. It is not easy. Continuing on in the article, feeling no wind, we hoped that the red flag would soon be changedto a green one. So, green often means go. If you're driving a car, red means stop. And green means go, so they want the flag to be changed to green so that they can get in a balloon.
That's right. Of course, Nathaniel doesn't need to write here that green means go, because almost everyone around the world knows that red means stop, green means go, and of course, there's another color here, yellow. It means be careful, drive slowly or speed up if you're at a stoplight and you need to get through. We continue with our last sentence here. Instead, a yellow flag was raised. And if it's yellow, you need to proceed with care. Let's look at that word from our word bank, to proceed. When you proceed, that means you are going ahead with something.
That's right. So you can go forward. You can continue to do something, usually after you've had to wait for a while. Okay, now you may proceed. Maybe you are at the airport and you're waiting in line to go through security. You have to stop and wait at the waiting line, and then you can proceed to the next counter.
All right, so far today, Nathaniel is with his friends and they want to go in a hot air balloon. They saw a red flag. It was a barrier between them. And then they were hoping for a green flag. Now what do they have, Carolyn?
They have a yellow flag so they can proceed with care. Well, right now, I think it's time for us to enjoy a video and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 breathe 这个动词。breathe 是指呼吸。例如 ,we drove to the country to breathe some fresh air. 我们开车到乡下呼吸新鲜空气。它的名词是 breath,B-R-E-A-T-H。注意它的 EA 在这里是发成 add 音念成 breath。例如 ,she took a deep breath before diving into the pool. 她跳水到游泳池前先深深地吸了一口气。所以我们看的是 proceed 这个动词 PRO 这个字首有往前的意思所以 proceed 是指前进或进行例如 All of the campaign's activities proceeded smoothly 这个宣传的每项活动都顺利的进行或者是 The passengers of flight 018 should proceed to gate 12 for boarding 018班机的乘客应该到12号登机门登机 And now let's get back to our teachers
All right, well, I'm excited about learning more about Nathaniel's story and to see if they actually rose into the air or not. But we'll learn more about that next time. First, I do have a question for you. If you're thinking about going into a hot air balloon, do you think you could do it? Are you afraid of heights? What do you think about this? Carolyn, could you do this?
Well, I'm not sure. I am a little bit afraid of heights, and it's not because I'm afraid of going up. It's coming back down that worries me. I'm a little bit afraid of falling, like going up a ladder and then having to come back down. But being up high at the top of a building, that's fine.
That's okay, right? Well, I would agree. Sometimes I'm afraid of heights. I guess it depends where I am.And how close I am to the edge of something. Well, thank you for joining us today. And of course, we hope to see you next time to learn more about Nathaniel's experience here on Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
See you.